You didn't have the dream?
About Grover?
About camp.
Is this hero camp?
Tyson's been living with us. If the tree falls, the barrier falls, the camp will be open to any attack. To every attack.
Tyson, no!
Does camp still stand?
Camp stands strong.
And you are?
King Tantalus of Anatolia.
What is that?
He's your brother. Oh, Leo. Luke poisoned her. How could he do this?
Because he's not Luke anymore. He serves Kronos down.
We need a quest to heal Thalia's tree.
Heal the tree.
Look, we don't have a lot of time.
How did you get here?
Polyphemus. That's what Luke's team was after. The Golden Fleece. Percy, you gotta get me out of here. You gotta find me.
I'm coming to get you. Tell me exactly where this cave is.
30, 31, 75, 12.
I know how to save camp. How long do you think we got before they get through?
Could be a day, could be a week. Symphalian birds can sense the border's failing. That's why they're gathering.
So they're monsters. There's like acid bird poop or something?
Razor sharp beaks. Can we focus?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay to do this?
Yeah, what's there to worry about?
Remember, Tantalus is still bound by camp rules. If he threatens you, Article 5...
Subsection 3. I know. It's a good plan and I give great distraction. Trust me.
Percy.
Annabeth. Getting in trouble is like breathing for me, okay? I got this.
Good. Because you've just been made.
That's your cue. Find Chiron. Happy hunting.
For Grover.
For Grover. I'll just be here, awaiting punishment.
Jackson, my lord. Out of his cabin.
O Iris, goddess of the rainbow, accept my offering. Chiron.
Annabeth.
Chiron, where are you?
Well, I'm in Miami, visiting relatives. And I'm strictly forbidden
from contacting campers. But you didn't. I contacted you.
Clever as ever. What happened to my office?
Wait, so these things actually let you fly? Is that legal?
I mean, helps balance on turns and can give you a little lift when you jump.
Hey, Chris! Think you could jump this?
Don't worry. You'll never get close enough to find out.
You don't think I can catch you? Because I can be very persistent when I mark my prey.
Cool. Can you back up a little?
Shut up, Jackson. Aren't you supposed to be in lockdown?
Indeed, he is.
Tantalus, just in time. Listen, you're gonna love this. I found a way to save camp from destruction. All we have to do is seal Thalia's street before the barrier fails completely.
Zeus took away my ability to eat, not hear. So why don't we lower our voice while we still have the gift of speech?
I know how to fix the barrier.
The Golden Fleece? But it's been lost for ages. In the Sea of Monsters, no less. One wouldn't even know where to begin to.
30 degrees, 31 minutes north. 75 degrees, 12 minutes west. Percy learned the exact coordinates in a dream.
Percy.
30, 31, 75, 12. That's right off the coast of Florida, near the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, no, I'm aware of numbers. I have some, too. Such as 90. That's how many days there are left in summer, and it's also the amount of days you have left under house arrest since you broke
camp rules? Thank you for bringing that up, actually. Article 5, subsection 3. Any demigod serving detention will be granted leave in order to participate in camp-wide activities. Like the chariot race.
Listen, we need a quest to get the fleece, but Tantalus won't authorize it. We think he's got an agenda.
Annabeth, stop. Please. I fear there's something far greater at stake here.
Greater than rescuing Grover? Greater than saving camp?
The great prophecy is known to a select few. Myself, the Oracle, Council of Olympus.
The great prophecy.
I will tell you now why you must indeed find a way to quest for the Golden Fleece. And why Percy Jackson may not, under any circumstances, join you on that quest.
What?
You think you're very smart, don't you?
Not really, no.
Well, neither do I. In fact, I'm going to be betting on that. And when you fall under a chariot wheel or get impaled by a spear, I am going to collect.
Kronos is behind the poisoning of the tree, and Kronos does nothing by chance. That means he wanted this quest to happen. We can't allow Percy to fall into his trap.
What am I supposed to tell Percy? I can't lie to him. Chiron. I can't.
I'm sorry, Annabeth. Not only can you not tell him, he can't know there's something he can't know.
Hey, did you get in touch with Chiron? What'd he say?
He says I have to win the chariot race tomorrow.
He did?
The victor is granted a boon from the gods.
Boon?
A boon, you know, a reward, favor, or prize?
Yeah, okay, boon, yeah.
When I win, I'll ask for a quest for the Golden Fleece.
You mean when we win? Your mom invented the chariot, my dad created horses. We ride together, we're unbeatable.
Which is why we should race separately.
This isn't about Tyson, is it? Because I couldn't talk last night. He just feels totally alone. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
I don't care about Tyson. This is just about doubling our chances to win.
And whoever does picks the other to go on the quest.
Race is tomorrow. Better get prepped.
Hey, Tyson.
Percy, do you save camp?
Working on it.
I wrote Sally a letter. You should write one, too.
What? What'd you say?
Just that we made it to camp. To let her know. Is that bad?
No. No. What you got there?
Oh. New compass. To take on your quest.
Wow. You made this today?
Better tools here. I can fix that.
For real? I was gonna borrow a spare from one of the other...
No, I can fix it.
This is really cool.
Hey, Percy.
Yeah.
You met Dad before, right?
Yeah.
When can I?
That's kinda up to him. The gods show up when they want, not when we want. I think Poseidon's pretty busy. I don't think he wants to be. Sometimes I feel he wishes he could see us more.
Okay, done. What else?
You want to get out of this cabin?
That's against the rules.
I can fix that.
Weapons allowed, dirty tricks encouraged.
Ooh. You skipped no killing?
Killing not so much, but things happen, etc., etc.
I've got 50 on Ares' cabin.
Take it.
I want to make Dad proud, but I don't want to hurt anyone.
Just focus on defense, okay? And remember, don't target Annabeth.
Bronte, if the Poseidon chariot takes the lead, you take it out. I thought you and Percy were tight. That's why I'm asking you to do it.
Charioteers, attend your mark!
Let's get this started. Give me that.
Got a race!
Catch up!
How do we fight him?
Hercules used noise to defeat this Tephalian flock. They can't stand high-pitched sounds. We gotta get to Chiron's office.
We did it.
So, that happened. And it was a lot. But, as your camp director, and as a parent to at least some of you, I solemnly promise that as soon as the repairs are done to the track, the chariot races will be rescheduled.
After consulting with the Dryads, I have learned that the barrier generated by Thalia's tree will not fail. for at least the next week, at which point you will all have to run for your lives.
But simmer down. No, simmer down. Simmer down.
And listen well. For the key to our survival has been foretold to me in a dream. Three of you must quest for the legendary Golden Fleece. 30, 24, 75, 12. Those are the sailing coordinates to the island of Polyphemus. Our champion will brave the Sea of Monsters, steal this powerful treasure, and restore our borders to their full strength.
You get the numbers all wrong.
Thankfully, our choice of champion has never been more clear. When the camp was attacked, only one of you showed the strength and courage to prevail against all odds. Clarice LaRue.
What?
No.
While the rest of you gave up, she continued the race, thus passing the test.
Wait, hold on. The dream came to me, not Tantalus. And those numbers aren't even the right.
Yeah.
Sit
down,
Jackson.
I, Clarice, daughter of Ares, will save the camp.
Okay, okay, yay, camp. So, just pick two lucky winners and then let's get this show on the road.
What's our plan? Should we?
Clarice, you'll want someone with quest experience,
with skills that'll complement your might.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I choose Annabeth Chase.
Good plan. It's an ocean quest. You'll need someone good in the water.
Annabeth, we make a good team. I should be on this quest.
Pick me!
Okay, sit down. Sit down, all of you.
I choose Chris Rodriguez.
One more thing. Until our barrier is restored to its full strength, no one is allowed to leave camp except for those chosen to quest. Page 24, Article 7. Border Patrol has been authorized to shoot on sight anyone or anything lurking beyond the camp boundaries. That's it. Back to celebrating.
Hey. Did you get your quest?
No, Clarice did.
Oh, yeah? No, she's pretty cool.
She picked Annabeth to go with her. I thought Clarice was gonna pick me too. Even if we can't stand each other, I've got experience, you know? And then Annabeth whispered something to her and she didn't.
You mean like how she whispered to Bronte?
What do you mean?
Sally says I shouldn't eavesdrop, but I've good hearing and it's hard not to.
Tyson, what did Annabeth say?
Bronte, if the Poseidon chariot takes the lead, you take it out.
I thought you and Percy were tight.
That's why I'm asking you to do it.
Percy, don't leave.
I have to. As soon as it gets dark and this place clears out.
I get scared in the dark.
I know, but... you'll be safe here, okay? I promise.
Where will you go?
Percy!
Grover?
How did you... I didn't. You're still asleep, and so am I. Look. So we're both in a wedding dress?
Yeah, I dug it out of shipwrecked cargo in the cave. Don't ask. I don't know much time we have.
Grover?
Yes?
I gotta ask.
The dress keeps me safe. His eyesight's not so good.
You mean the monster who took you?
Polyphemus. He knows I'm here, but he thinks I'm a lady.
Cyclops! It's okay. That's Tyson. He's staying here now.
How does Annabeth feel about that?
I really don't care.
You're angry. You feel she betrayed you. Percy, what's going on?
Dude, I wish I knew. Last year, I chose her knowing she might double-cross me. If that's what the quest needed to succeed, but given multiple chances to, she never did. Until today.
Okay, I'm not taking sides. I don't know the details. But... did you explore the possibility she might have good reason?
To betray me?
I did.
With Dodds, yeah, because Cameron told you to. What was that?
The boulder that blocks the cave. He's coming back from work. He's gonna want dinner. I gotta wake up. Help me with that, will you? I convinced Polyphemus it's bad luck to see the bride before the wedding day, which is next week.
You said his eyesight's bad. Can't you see past him?
He can still smell. He thinks I wear goat-scented perfume. Soon, he's gonna realize I'm a satyr, and the dinner is me. How do I look?
Beautiful. I'm not asking for your help. And I'm not asking for permission. I just need to know that you won't stop me. I know you can. I know the sea is yours. But I'm your only son. Well, not your only. That's something else I want to ask about. But right now, Grover needs my help. And I'm not gonna let some stupid loss about Quest stand in my way. Give me a sign I have your blessing to do this. Dad?
Not yours, kid. But I come bearing gifts and a special message from your pops. Quest approved.
What? That's what Poseidon said? Quest approved?
He's not the god of excessive verbosity.
But you are the god of liars and thieves, aren't you?
Well, I invented the liar, which some thieves stole, but why harp about it? Get it? Okay. Maybe you and I got off to a bad start. Let's say we put that behind us and remind you that I'm your cousin Hermes, Herald of Olympus, and I helped you out last year with that thing in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas is the reason for half the kids in the Hermes cabin. But I never got any of them a present like that.
You got me a cruise ship?
Got you a ride. That ship is going where you need to go.
You're not telling me something. But I don't care. I'm guessing I'm gonna need whatever's in that bag.
You're finally beginning to understand how things work in this family.
Annabeth. Hey. Thanks for coming by. It's pretty creepy in here all alone.
Alone? Where's Percy?
Gone. He got pretty mad that you told Bronte to beat him up. So, he went on a, I know a quest is an adventure with three friends. But what is it called when one friend leaves without telling anybody?
Thermos of the Four Winds. Unscrew it a smidge. Gale force gust will get you where you need to go. Unscrew the whole thing, well, it was nice knowing you. Vitamins, chewables, make you feel like yourself again. I like the purple ones.
Make you feel like yourself again? You're the Herald of Olympus, and you seem really good with words. So why don't you just tell me what you want?
Same thing as you. For you to save your friend.
Unbelievable. I try to do everything right, and I can't get my dad's attention for a second. Meanwhile, Luke is trying to tear down Olympus, and you're trying to save him.
He's my son.
He hates you.
He's my son.
I don't think Luke can be saved. I don't think he wants to be.
Well, you're a pretty smart kid, little cuz. That's the first wrong thing you've said. If I've learned anything through the eons, it's that you can't give up on your family, no matter how tempting they make it. So take all the time you need to decide. Just do it in the next 2 minutes. That cruise ship's almost out of range of your boat.
Boat? What boat?
This doesn't mean I agree.
You can't talk me out of this.
And I can't lose another friend.
Chiron told you something, didn't he? What was it?
That you can't go on this quest.
I figured. Why?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
Because everything...
has changed. So much has changed. That's all I can say. You have to trust me.
No, you're right. Everything has changed. You've changed. I don't know what happened to you this year, and obviously you don't want to tell me that either, and that's fine. But all this, all of it used to be a secret, kept from me my whole life. And then I came here and I met you, and I thought I was done with secrets.
I didn't like it.
What? What are you talking about?
Middle school, roller coasters, movies, all that stuff you wanted me to experience. It wasn't fun. It wasn't relaxing. I was bored out of my mind.
Did you watch Jaws?
Percy, when you've been hunted by a giant three-headed hound in the underworld, scary movies are a joke. That's the difference between me and you. You can be a demigod. And you can go home to your mom and just be a kid. Me? I just know how to be a demigod.
And that means we can't be friends? Because I don't believe that. I think when you talk about stuff, it gets less scary. So why don't you tell me about this other thing?
That's the problem. The more I talk about that, the scarier it'll get.
Well, the good news is it'll all be over soon. I don't know what you two were whining about. It seemed personal, so if you'd rather have your last words to each other, just make it quick.
Last words?
Before you die, according to the law. The children of Hephaestus know how to make a proper tribute. These have been tipped with celestial bronze, which is perfect for killing monsters. And demigods.
You know, you can make up whatever story you want, but the gods will know what you've done.
Good. I want them to know I was enforcing their laws, which their own children violated, knowing the risks full well. If there's one thing I've learned after 3,000 years of hunger, it's you never defy the will of the gods. And the sweetest taste of all is revenge.
Get in! We gotta go!
Tantalus is right. We broke the law. We can't ever return.
Now we're going on a quest.
Thank you.
You shall sail the iron ship with warriors of bone.
Luke is here.
He's not just here. This is his ship.